Here we go, say. Let us remember where we were. Simon Sadi, hey. We are just read the Mechaber on Sif Gimel. Right, what did the Mechaber say in Sif Gimel? Let us just remind ourselves. Let's just remind ourselves what the Mechaber said in Sif Gimel. You had, You had milk and fleshy dishes that were washed together in a klirisha. If you recall, when it was a spoon and a pot, even though it was halachically the same, we had menhagim to be more machmir. But if you just talk about washing dishes together, there's no special menhagim. We just go by the halacha. What does the mechaber say? If there's ben on the dishes, then it's a big problem. You're cooking meat and milk together. Even if there's only ben on one of the dishes, it's a problem. So you're cooking meat with a milking dish or milk with a flaking dish. And then Mechaber goes through the math of how many dishes are created in each case. But let's just say there was no shuman or the shuman was batel b'shishim, right? Then it's as if there's no shuman, says the Mechaber. That lets you remember the Mechaber, says the Mechaber. Here you have basar to flee to the Mayim, and at the same, it's a little backwards. Chalav the kli to the Mayim, at the same time you have basar to the bisari kli to the Mayim. You have a double napar not de teira, no problem. That is the shita of the mechaber and many rishon. However. The Ran, that's the Mechaber, who do we say was the Mechaber, and the Rush, and the Ramban. However, many Bishonim are Machmir, says the Ramah, V'yish Osir Afilin Shuman Dabek Behem. There are those who Aser, even if there's no Shuman, just because of the Kelim themselves. Elim Kein Echem Nakelim Einab Neyomam Gliz Kibishon V'azkal HaKelim Luta. Okay, we'll get that. Assuming they're both ben yomal, yesh osir tosfos, the one that starts with kufi aleph and beis and goes to kufi beis and aleph, brings a whole bunch of reasons. Brings really four reasons why it would be usher, right? So one of tosfos is four reasons why it would be usher. Maybe he brings it as three reasons even without the rivat. Why the rivat is the fourth reason? What are tosfos? Says tosfos kufi beis and aleph. I never know what they're supposed to put the page of the Dibur HaMaskel. Or the page where this line of Tosfos appears. Okay, the Dibur HaMaskel is on Kofi Alfa Beis, says it's usher and gives four reasons. Number one is Lefi the Rivan. Why? Because if you remember, the Rivan said that, now, again, this depends on exactly how you are cooking these dishes, but the Chab of the Rivan is only what hot on cold or cold on hot. Here, if it's all on the fire and the kli rishon and the stove, there could be no heter of not bar not, because this is nisbashlu. Okay, says the Rivan, this would be nisbashlu if it's on the stove. Right, lefin the Rivan, nisbashlu is usher. Okay, we don't pass like the Rivan to the Evan, so clearly this is not going to be a problem for us. Okay, number two, says Tosos, he quotes the Sefer Truma, is shamnunis. If there's shamnunis, it's a problem. That even the Mechaber agrees with, right? So what do we think about these? These reasons? We are making the effort. We don't worry about the Ravan. So even if it was mamish cooking on the stove and everything was hot, we don't worry about this. Here, the Mechaber agrees. The Machlokes is if there's no shamnunis, right? Meaning, yeah, the Mechaber agrees that if there's shamnunis, and min astam, we're choshish for shamnunis, because you're washing dishes, obviously they're dirty. And min astam, Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out, we're choshish shamnunis is more than a 60th, because you're washing dishes. They can be very dirty. So, if there's shamnunis, shamnunis is more than a 60th, Everyone agrees it's Asr. So this first reason the Tosfos is a reason we don't worry about the Evan. The second reason the Tosfos is Asr, yes, of course the reason we worry about the Shamunis. There's nothing to talk about. You're mamish cooking cheese with mamish meat, or even just cheese with mamish flesh kalim, or mamish meat with milk kalim. However, the machlok is if there's no Shamunis. What's Tosfos' third reason? Tosfos' third reason is controversial. Tosfos says maybe, he says, ka'aros, nogos, zogos. Let me just write a chart for each of these. According to the Yvonne, what happens? You have chalav. Why do I keep? What's the yeser according to the Yvonne? Again, if it's, let's say it's all on the stove and it's all hot, right? Chalav, kli, basar, kli, and then these both go into the mayim. This is considered a knot, and this is considered a knot because the famous sheet of the Rivan is that if it's nisbashlu, that's considered a first transfer, not a second transfer. We don't worry about the other. What's the problem with shamnunis? The problem with shamnunis is that here you have, I mean, you can draw so many different ways what the problem is, but the problem is very obvious. Here you have shamnunis basar goes straight into the Kli Chalavi, Shamunis Chalav goes straight into the Kli Bisari, right? Meaning it's obvious why it's a problem. You're just mixing. This is a clear not bar not the suri, but it's a not. This kli halavi got the first taste of milk, first taste of meat. Not to mention that these go into each other also, and that's a big problem. Okay, that's pasha. What's the third answer? Kaharos no go zoba zo. Meaning, what does he mean by this? The dishes touch each other. Forget the water. Here you have the chalav into the Kli, into the Kli Basari. The dishes touch each other, right? Or the Basar, right? The Chal goes into the Kli, it goes straight from the Kli to the Kli. And in which case, what do we have here? This Kli receives a not bar not di sura. Because Chalav to Kli is one step, Kli to the Flesh Kli is two steps, and it's already Isura. Not through the water. And likewise this. Also, you know, they both get a not bar not a di Isura. That is Tosis' third reason. Because maybe the Blios goes straight from, maybe the Blios goes straight from the Kli to the Kli without going through the water. Straight from the Kli to the Kli is a two steps, so the second step is Isur. Milk to milk Kli to Flesh Kli, second step is also already. Right? Do we possibly like that? So the Taz actually quotes this. Right? The Taz of Ches Paskins this way. Quotes this. Lemaisa, we're not Choshish for this. Lemaisa, it's clear that we don't worry about this. We're not worried about the Karos being no go so the zo. What do we say about this? Sorry, here's what we say. We are in the Yevid. We don't worry about this. Why don't we worry about this? After all, the dishes will touch each other. We don't deny when you wash dishes, they clink against each other. Why aren't we worried the bleel will go straight from the dish to the dish, not through the water? Anyone give me a rule? Shake the earth, no good, so it's all right. Bliya doesn't go from a Kli to a Kli without Rotev. Bliya doesn't go from a Kli to a Kli. It only goes from a Kli to food to a Kli. Right? So that's why we don't worry about this. Right? Even though the Taz does quote here, but that's not the Iker reason why the Achronim think they're a Mazmiko. What? The Havmina is that it's an interesting question. We say Bliya doesn't go from a Kli to a Kli without a liquid medium. When there is a liquid medium, does it go straight from the, is it considered to be one step from the Kli to the Kli or through the water? So this, yeah, you need a liquid medium, but then it's as if it goes from a Kli to a Kli. Like Al Yedei Rotev, it goes from a Kli to a Kli. We say, no, Al Yedei Rotev, it goes from the Kli to the water to the Kli. Right? We don't worry about this because Sophia only transfers through the water. Okay, what's the reason why we worry about? Number four, which is the Lashon of Tosos, as the Taz also quotes from Tosos here. Miyad, Platos misarvos miyad. Asar mechalav misarvos miyad. And it's a naparnati surah. What does this mean? Meaning, forget the water. Basically, if you skip the water, I mean, you see the chapter. The water always makes it one extra step. If you can skip the water, then it's now not, you don't have enough steps. You go straight from the car to the car. But we don't worry about that. Rather, maybe the platos mix right away. What does it mean that the platos mix right away? So the Ran here has two deos as to what exactly as to what exactly this means. Right? The Ran has two deos as to what it means. One of them, the Taz quotes the beginning of the Ran, and the Shach in Sivkat and Hay quotes the end of the Ran. What does the Ran say? Says the Ran, he says there are two things it could mean. They're both so similar that it's really not, I mean, you could do a lot of wonders, but it would be very subtle the difference between them. They're both the same basic idea. One is, says the Ran, maybe it's like this. Chalav. To the Kli Chalavi, to the Pleitas Basar Tochamayim. Goes from Chalav to the Kli Chalavi to the Pleitas Basar Tochamayim. Right, what's the lesson here? Here, 1 second. Aval kan tam acholav anifla tochamayim mekabel tam mitam abosar rishon shebekaros. The man lemel and shloyus arvu plates the abosar plates the acholav ba'atzman below and tos hamayim. Let's say this a little better. The acholav goes to the kli, goes straight into, doesn't go through the water, goes straight into the meat taste in the water. And at the same time, the Basar went to the Kli, remember that first step was yesterday, goes straight into the Chaitas Chalav Tochamayim. So therefore, this is not Barnat de Isura, right? Not Barnat de Isura. It's, you don't say Chalav to Kli to water. Chalav to Kli to the meat taste in the water. Meat to cleat to the milk taste of the water. Another way of saying it, the Ran points out, another way the Ran says it is like this. He says, even if you look at it as chalav to cleat, no, let's look at the Mayim, right? To the Mayim. Basar to cleat to the Mayim, which is how the Mechaber looked at it. What does the Mechaber say? You have a double naparnat de'etera. Says the Rani, this is not a double naparnat de'etera. This is a naparnat de'isura. Double naparnat de'etera means first the milk taste goes in. There's only milk taste. Naparnat de'etera disappears. Then meat taste goes in. Only meat taste. Naparnat de'etera disappears. This is a naparnat de'isura. Because since at the same time, that's the Chavarah, at the same time the meat and milk taste goes into the water, not at different times. If the meat tastes into the water at 1 o'clock and the milk tastes at 2 o'clock, you would say it's a double nap or not to tear it. At the same time the meat and milk taste are going, that's a nap or not to isura. It's getting basar b'chalav taste. It's not getting two nap or not to tear it. It's getting a nap or not to isura. Okay, this is a question of how you look at it. Right? Do you look at this as a double nap or not to tear it, which is fine? Or no, it's a nap or not to isura. It's getting a taste of basar b'chalav. So, if you really think about it, it's really, you know, both these formulations are really saying the same thing in different words. What they're saying is that this is not Barnat Isura because immediately the meat taste and the milk taste are meeting, and that's already Isura in the second step. It's not in the third step. The third step would be, what is not pronounced at Teira? Not pronounced at Teira is, remember what not pronounced at Teira is. It is Osar to Ka'ara to Dagim, and then the Dagim are not pronounced at Teira. There's no milk in the Dagim now. Later you'll put milk in the Dagim. But right now, there's no milk in the Dagim yet. That's not Barnata Teira. But if the milk is coming to the Dagim at the same time, that's not Barnata Isura. That is the top of the run. And this is what the Achronim say, what we hold this way. We don't like the run. The real reason why we're Machmir is like the run, because not just the Shamlunas, we're Machmir without Shamlunas, not just the Rivan, because we don't hold like the Rivan Midyavit. Not the Kedaros touch each other, like the Taz Rizan at first, because we're not worried that they go straight from the car. It always has to go through the water. Because even if it goes through the water, since at the same time the meat is going into the water, the milk is going into the water, that is not Barnata Isura. That's the top of the last day in Tosos and the Ran. Again, the Taz brings down the first formulation of the Ran. The Shach, early in Sukkot, hey, brings down the second formulation of the Ran. But they both come down to the same Yisod. The same Yisod is that, since the meat and milk are going in the water at the same time, that's not Barnata Isura. And that's how we Ashkenazim hold. Bottom line, that's how we Ashkenazim hold. Okay. Therefore, halacha l'maisa, I don't know, that's not exactly the way we wash our dishes nowadays. We don't put them in vats of boiling water. But for example, if you, let's say you're kashering for Pesach, and you put benyomo meat and benyomo milk utensils in a big kashering pot at the same time, which is like this, washing at the same time, then everything's treif according to Ashkenazim, and everything's kosher according to Sephardim. Okay. No. If the dog had kutak at the same time, it would be the same problem. But if it happened first, it would be no problem, because then the first thing already disappeared, so it was not Barnata Teira. Meaning, if the dog, again, not the dog like had kutak on it, but let's say the dog was cooked in a milchikli, and then it was cooked in a fleshikli, that's no problem. It was cooked in a milchikli, it was pure not Barnata Teira, so that disappeared. Now it's cooking the flesh, pure not burn out the tear, it's disappeared. Everyone agrees, not burn out the tear of milk, and then later not burn out the tear of meat is no problem, because each one disappears. The machlok is machaber ramah, is what if it happens at the same time? If it had kutach on, it would be a problem. Even if it didn't have kutach on, if it just had a milk kli on it at the same time, it would be a problem. Let's say, you held the dog with a milk benyomo spoon in a flesh benyomo pot. Even that would be a problem. Even that would be a problem. And certainly if it had kutach on it, that would be a problem. Kulio. I'm not sure. How do you think? No, but the Taz, it's not so pashut, because what do you mean the plate of the milk is going straight to the plate of the meat? That's not true. The plate of the milk comes out into the water before it lands in the meat pot. It's not going straight in. So I'm not convinced enough, Gamina. Okay, let me point out one thing, that it's clear in the Mechaber, says the Shach of Kantes, Hainu b'di'evet, v'luchachila ein la'adichan. Even the Mechaber admits it's also luchachila. How does the Shach know that? Because in Hilchas Hechsher Kelim and Hilchas Pesach, he says, don't put milk and meat kelim in the same boiling water at the same time, luchachila. Right, so even the Mechaber admits it's also luchachila. Here is the Mechaber. Why is it also luchachila according to the Mechaber? Because Why is it also chachil according to Mechaber? Is a machlokas ha achronim. The primogodim says because you're being gorim not barnat b'chachila. You're not allowed to be gorim not barnat b'chachila. Remember, start the whole ball rolling. You're not allowed to be gorim not barnat b'chachila. Why? Says primogodim because you're gorim not barnat b'chachila. That's why it's also all the achronim reject him because this is the primogodim shitase. What do you mean you're gorim not barnat l'chachila? You're making the water not barnat l'chachila. But not to mix the water with kutach. You're only making the water a not barnat of meat l'chachila to mix with milk l'chachilim. And a not barnat of milk l'chachila to mix with flesh l'chachilim. That's what we got on the board over there. Making a not gorim not barnat l'chachila to put b'kli shalahem. To mix with the kli and not with the food. Which all the other achronim say is mutter. So what do all the achronim say? All the other achronim say, because l'chachila chashash L'da'as Tosfos Iran. No, L'chadchila was choshish that the Ramah might be right. After all, he viewed it as not Bernat Tera, but the Ramah thinks it's not Bernat Isura. Tosfos and Iran thinks it's not Bernat Isura. So L'chadchila, and look at the list he has here, and there are Torah shapes here for Trumo, Smak, for Shari Dura, for Ibn Yaparet, for Tosfos, and Mordechai, for Iran, that goes like Monios, Upiske, Ma'arai, Viz, Rehetter. There are a lot of Rishonim who think that it's Asur even B'dievet. So the Mechaber, the simple shot is, we hold like the other Achronim, that the Mechaber answers L'chadchila because, since some Rishonim holds Sasser B'dievet, he's making B'dievet. But don't get into that situation in the first place, because why would you want to do L'chadchila, which is treif, according to Tosos and the Ran? Okay, that's Pashav Shat. So even Sfardim can't do this L'chadchila, that's Mefurish in Hilchos Pesach in the Mechaber. Okay, so far so good. Let's continue the Ramah. After Ramah, Elam Kain Echem Nakela Ina Ben Yom and Please Kli Rishon. Unless one of the two Kalim has not been Yom or from Kli Rishon, but us call it Kalim Mutarim, then all the Kalim are Mutarim. Is what case is Mutar Lefira? What case is Mutar B'dievet? Afilu. According to the Ramah, one case is. That's mutter b'dievet in the Ramah if echem akelim calls the kelim, both the kelim, right? Eino ben yomo. If one of the kelim was not ben yomo, then it's no problem, right? We had this on the board earlier. Why is it no problem? Because if you think about it, let's say whichever one is ben yomo, let's say the basar kli is ben yomo. Just making up. Keep it in the wrong color. Why is this no problem? It's obvious. Because here you have basar, here you have the kli that's ben yomo, and here you have the mayim. Here you have the chalav. Here you have the kli that's eino ben yomo. So what happens? Eino ben yomo, nothing goes into the mayim. Because eino ben yomo can't give a taste, it's tam lufgam. So the mayim doesn't get a milky taste that's halachically significant. It only gets a fleshy taste. If it only gets a fleshy taste, then obviously it's not barnat de hetera, because it has only a fleshy taste and no milky taste. Classic not barnat de hetera, that's no problem, according to the Ramah. What about the mayim in this case, interestingly? What would be the status of the mayim? Let's think about this. The mayim got a nosing tam lufgam of milk, which is irrelevant. Got a not barnat of meat. Which means, what's the status of the mayim? They're not barnat of meat. L'chachila treat them as fleshik. And b'diavad, they're parv, right? L'chachila b'chosh v'arvat, maybe. Treat them as fleshik, b'diavad, they're parv. So, the simple shot is this mayim is for sure kosher. Obviously, the water is kosher. How could the water be treif? If the water is treif, then the kelim would be treif. Obviously, the water is kosher. However, says the Ramah, mayim nogem b'meisr l'chachila. We are machmer on the water l'chadchila. Why are we machmer on the water l'chadchila? Because, why is the water mutter? What's the status of the water? The water is avad de mutter. However, why is this water mutter? Because the time of Cholov is lifgan. It's only mutter because the heter not burnat de teira plus nosatam lifgan. The question is, can you rely on the nosatam lifgan? Of course, you rely on nosatam lifgan. Nosatam lifgan is halof and shas. Question is, can you rely on nosatam lifgan lichatchila? So says the Rama, no, again, the minhag is that we don't rely on nosin tam lefgam l'chachiva. The minhag is we don't rely on nosin tam lefgam l'chachiva. It never says in Shas explicitly, thou shalt not rely on nosin tam lefgam l'chachiva. But at the very least, the minhag, says the Rama, is not to rely on nosin tam lefgam l'chachiva. Okay. But, says the Rama, the mayim are asurim l'chachiva. It's only l'chachiva. Al pi minhag. Why? De ein somchim al no same tam lifgam lechatchila. And if we're not somchim al no same tam lifgam, then it has taste of meat and taste of milk, and it's treif. So lechatchila, the dishes, bidyavik, what are you going to do? Treif up your dishes? But the water. Now, let me ask you a question. Why is the water bidyavik? It was already cooked. Why do we call the water lechatchila and not bidyavik? Why do we call the water lechatchila and not bidyavid? The dishes are mutter because bidyavid they're mutter. But the water is also because lechatchila it's mutter. What do you mean? Lechatchila. Lechatchila means making this water in the first place. The water is already cooked. Why do we call already cooked water lechatchila? I understand. If you bake a cake that has no sintam lefgam of treif, I say, no, don't eat it lechatchila. No, it's ridiculous. It's already baked. Bidyavid, you can eat it. Right? L'chachil means don't get the nosin tam lefgam in there. Once the nosin tam lefgam is already there, that's called bidyavid. Everyone admits if you bake a cake in a treif pot that's eino ben yomo, treif pan that's eino ben yomo, there's nosin tam lefgam, you can now eat the cake because it's bidyavid already. It's been done. This water has already been cooked. Why do we call it's a chiddush? What's the chiddush? It's a chiddush al pimina. Chiddush is that mayim shenizbashlu kvar nechshovim even though the water's already been cooked and it's bidyavid, and if it had been anything else, if it had been soup, we would call it bidyavid and eat it. But since it's water, we call it lechatchila and we don't eat it. Why would we call this lechatchila just because it's water? Anyone give me a theory? Because, right, because what if bidyavid means it's something that is ready to, something that you're going to consume, like soup or cake. Water, you're not going to drink the water. You're going to use the water for something else. Since it's not a finished product, it's only a preparatory stage, meaning you could use this water to wash other dishes. What are you going to do with this water? You're not going to drink the water from dishwasher. You're going to use it to wash more dishes. That's called lechatchila, because it's not a finished product yet. It's just a raw material. That's one possibility. Anyone think of another common sense reason why you would call the water only lechatchila even though it's already been cooked? Okay, what do I mean by this? It's a good question. For 15 years, I've been trying to figure out how to say this clearly, and I still haven't figured it out. So one thing that I don't know how to explain clearly in all of your idea. Sometimes it might slip up and not be clear, but it's one thing I fundamentally have not yet figured out how to explain. It's like this. Some things are also lechatchila and mutter b'di'evit. What do we mean by that? We mean lechatchila, don't get into that situation. B'di'evit, once you're in that situation, it's kosher, right? So lechatchila, don't cook the milk and fleisha galem in the same boiling water, etc. B'di'evit, once you do, everything's kosher, right? However, what does Rama say? Even though you already made this water, nosintam lefgam of milk and not ranata tera of meat, and we would say bidyavid, you already made it, now you can use the water. Somehow he says, don't use the water lechatchila. Consider the water as if you haven't used it yet, and don't use it. Right? That's like, what I mean is that a situation is bidyavid, and we tell you, lechatchila, don't eat the thing. That's a funny thing, right? We tell you, oh, lechatchila, don't take advantage of this heter bidyavid. That's what we're saying by water. The water is bidyavid already cooked. And I must tell you, pour it down the drain, waste this water. Why am I bidyavid wasting the water? You might say it's also bidyavid. No. Because lechatchila, don't use the heter that's bidyavid. There's no such thing. Whoever heard of lechatchila not using a bidyavid heter? That's against all the rules. There's no water, a special chiddush. Water, lechatchila, don't use the bidyavid heter. Why not? So one theory is, because everything else b'di'eved is a consumable product. And if it's a consumed product, a consumable product, then b'di'eved is mutter. Water, even after you already boil it, is just a tool used to wash more dishes. And therefore we say, if you were drinking the water, we'd say b'di'eved the water is mutter. But since you're not going to drink the water, you're just going to use it to wash dishes, we say l'chatchila, don't rely on this b'di'eved and start washing dishes again. It's like you're starting a new l'chatchila process. That's l'chatchila, don't use the b'di'eved. Why? Because it use the b'di'eved when you have something you want to eat or drink. When you have something you're just going to use for other things, then don't use the b'di'eved. Say l'chatchila, don't use it for other things. That's one shot. Anyone think of another shot?
It says that
Yeah, why is there a heter b'di'eved? There's a heter b'di'eved because you don't want to lose money, right? Water technically costs money, right? Why you pay the water bill, not you. But when I go home and I open my tap, I pay money for every liter of water that comes out of the tap. How much money do I pay for every liter of water that comes out of the tap? Let's round off, including all the surcharges and taxes, et cetera, and say around an agora, which is, you know, overestimating. That's not really anything, right? Meaning water is basically free. It doesn't cost money. And therefore, for things that are worth money, we say, b'di'eved, you don't want to have to throw them out. For water, we're like, no, l'chatchila, don't take advantage of this heter b'di'eved, throw it out, because if it's free anyway, you might as well just get new water. That is a machlokas achronim. Here's the chakira, right? Let me say better, right? What's the chiddush about water? B'mayim ein lehatir lechatchila ein lismoch al haheter afilu b'di'eved. I know it sounds funny. Even b'di'eved l'chachila, don't use that b'di'eved heter, which seems to be against all the rules. Why? So there are two theories. Number one is because it's not consumed, but used for washing. Since it's not something you consume, it's something you can use for washing, we say, l'chatchila, why start using it for a new process? Just throw it out. Or the reason is because it's not worth money. I know it's worth an agora. Maybe it's even worth 3 or 4 agorot. But you know what? They don't even make coins for that, right? Because it's not really money. Right, even a whole pot full of water, you know, they don't manufacture a coin to represent that value. So, what's a nafgamina? The nafgamina is what's discussed in the Pesach Tshuva here. Pesach Tshuva is a cut in hay, according to Menachas Yaakov. He says, what if the water was boiled for tea, not for dishwashing? Not this case of the dishwashing water. What if you boil water for tea, and what happens? You boil water for tea in a milchik pot, and you stir it. Not sure why you stir water. You boil a milchik pot, and you stick in a fleishik spoon, or vice versa. One is ben yomo, one isn't ben yomo, you know. And, okay, then you have a problem maybe with a minhag. But whatever, somehow you get the case, right? What if you can use this water for tea? Then it's already a finished product. So, nafgamina is huchmu l'shtiya. What are your plans to drink this water? Right, you're a weirdo. You only wash clean dishes and then you use the water for tea. And you put milk in flashing dishes and one is ben yomo, one isn't ben yomo. So with this chumer, the Rama still applies. So if the reason is not consumed, then the water is mutter. If the reason is not worth money, then the water is usser. L'chatchila. Right? So says the Minchas Yaakov in the Pesach Tshuva here, he says it's mutter and sarchi l'maisa. We have a very strange achra later on in the Pesach, earlier actually, in the Prima Gadim in Simen Sadi Dalet in the Mishpat Zav Tes, that's Prima Gadim Mishpat Zav 94.9, who says It depends if it's a Jew's water or a Goy's water. We're always more machmer by water for Jew. Because we're extra, a goes there to be extra careful. He has a very interesting hashbara. Says the Prima Gadim, this is the opinion of the Menachos Yaakov. Says the Prima Gadim, is supported by the modern books, that says the Prima Gadim, Sadi Dala Tess, the Mishpatel Zav, he makes a compromise. He says, now it's interesting, you might have thought the opposite. We should be more machmir by a goy because, like, you know, it's not our money. But no, he says we're machmir. Why are we machmir by a Jew? Because there's more of a need for gzeros. Because you know the Jew could do it again and again, it could lead to a mishal. He says if it's goyish water, then if it's we're maker like the Menachos Yaakov, and if it's kuchmul shti, it's mutter. But if it's Jewish water, we're extra machmir because we have more gzeros in a Jewish house just because. It could come up more often, and therefore we are machmir even with zuchul shtia. That is the hakra of the Prima Gadim Leil. That's a fascinating question. Meaning, what would the Menachos Yaakov say if it cools down and you heat it up again? I think he would say the same thing. He would still say, no. It's a consumed product. Meaning, he's saying water that you drink is the equivalent of a food. Doesn't matter if it's heated up. Again, the law, I hear there's hafmina. Yeah, I hear the hafmina, and I'm saying I'm not sure, but that's what I think. Okay, so this is the side point that we have this special chumra by water. Normally we say there's l'chachila, but the eved l'chachila, don't get into the situation. But the eved, once you're in the situation, it's kosher. Water is the exception. Even but the eved, once you're in the situation, l'chachila, don't use this heter but the eved. Why? Either a machmir in water, because since it's not a final product, like, you might as well not use it. Because, like, you don't really have a consumed product yet. It's not a food. It's not a food, and therefore we're more machmir, or because it's not worth money, we're more machmir, and with this subtle nafkamina and the very subtle hachra of the Prima Gadim. Yes, Noah. Yes, he says, if it's Jewish water, then we're more machmir. And if it's Goyish water, we're more makel. Right, I mean, if you look at, right, where is the Taz? Says the Taz, because it's not worth money, right? That's Sivkot and Yud, and says the Shach, right? I should put Shach and Taz, right? Here is the Taz. Here is the Shach. What he says is we possibly like the Shach by a Goyish kitchen and like the Taz by a Jewish kitchen. But?
That's
only worth a cheap. Yeah, no. If water would be expensive, then we'd be making. But I mean, hopefully that won't happen. Okay. Yes, Yoni. No, you have to find some equivalent case where you're using the water for tea, right? Huchmul ishtia, hatochev kafshe ina ben yom. You know, it has to be not exactly dishwashing, just some other case where there's a milk inflation clean inside. So you'd have to cook up a different case. Now, that was the first case that our Maz made over the Ever. What's the second case? Let's continue. V'davka shehudchu avol m'shnei b'nei yomad v'diachos ha v'yachad kli bishom. But going back to the original case, they're both ben yomad. You cook them at the same time with kli bishom kol osur. V'hachi nogim in l'shanos, that's Ashkenaz minhag, that you can't deviate. Okay, two more heterim of the Rabbah. What are the two other heterim of the Rabbah? You don't totally need this. What are the two other cases where the Ramah is makel? Bidyeved. Number two is Bazeh Achar Zeh. Because remember, the whole Chumrah was based on the fact that the milk and flakes of kelim are in there simultaneously. If they're not simultaneous, there's no havamin in us, to asa, right? If here you have, first you put in the flakes of kelim to the night at 1 o'clock, and then at 1:05, you put in the milk and kelim, and then you have chalav to kli, to mayim. Now, and I don't mean at 1:05 you put in the milk and kelim while the flakes of kelim are still there. And they're there at the same time. And you remove the flesh of kelim at 1:04 and put in the milk of kelim at 1:05. Right? This is what we do in kashrin, by the way. You make a kashrin pot, And okay, nowadays you try to be a little bit more machmir, but if you did, you put in a fleshikli, take it out, put in a milchikli, take it out, put in a fleshikli, take it out, put in a milchikli, take it out. But zephyr says no problem. Give me a second. Why? Because when only the basar kli is in there, it's a pure naparnate tera. And then that's hard. When only the milchikli is there, it's a pure naparnate tera. And you can keep cycling as many times as you want. Each time it's a pure naparnate tera. The chomer, the ramah, was only because they were there simultaneously. It's the same water, even the same water, but since each time is separate, each time is nothing. The last case the Ramah says in Mutter is if you wash them, they klisheni. If this whole thing doesn't happen in a klishon pot, but in a klisheni pot, then there's no problem whatsoever because the klisheni is not bevasho, so nothing transfers in the first place. Okay. That's all pretty straightforward. The Taz here mentions, which will come up later in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Marshal is the super Machber. Marshal is Mr. Machber and Klisheni. Says the Marshal, no, Klisheni really is Usher. Yeah, Marshal in general holds that Klisheni makes everything trace. So here also there's Marshal arches, but we don't hold like the Marshal. And therefore the Taz here points out that we hold like the Ramah against the Marshal, the Heter Klisheni. In general, we hold there's a Heter Klisheni. So those are cases when it's Mutter. Okay, the one thing I'll just mention is the discussion of the Shach in Sifkat and Yud Gimel and the Taz in Sifkat and Yud Beis. What does it mean to be Ben Yomo? Says the Ramah, Ben Yomo Biblias Kli Rishon. Ben Yomo Miklibliyas Kli Rishon. It's only a problem if the Kalim, what does it mean, Ben Yomo, within the last 24 hours, were belaying a Kli Rishon. Because if within the last 24 hours they were only put in a Kli Sheni, then they were never belaying. Right? I mean, again, Marshal disagrees. But that's what we say. We say only Kli Rishon makes a Bliya, and therefore it's only a problem if they're Ben Yomo from Bliyas, from Bliyas Kli Rishon. Here, we have the Shach and the Taz quoting a big Chumrah. Let's put this Chumrah on the board. This actually is Halacha L'maaseh. This does come up in some discussion of the Poskim, including the Rav Moshe and the Minchas Yitzchak. That we saw. Says the Isser v'Heter, quoting the Shach and the Taz, Ein chilek bein yidiach ka'oros and ka'oros, so kapos and kapos, so teller and teller. What's a teller, anyone? Any Yiddish speakers here? A plate, correct. The teller is a plate. So it doesn't matter if it's a bowl, it doesn't matter if it's a spoon, it doesn't matter if it's a plate. But long reading the Mashiach, this means with klisheni, ain't no oser. And we don't say, since it was only used with klisheni, it's not a problem. Okay. What does that... What's the svara of that Isser v'Heter? What's the reason for the chumrah of that Isser v'Heter? So, what's the reason for that Isser v'Heter? So, let's talk about the plates. Right, a plate is clearly a cliche. Right? So what about if you have, here's your dishwashing, and you have milchik plates and plashik plates. Says the Ramah, mutter, why? Because the plates are not Ben Yomo Miblias Kli Rishon. Now they're in a Kli Rishon, right? This is a Kli Rishon. Now you put the milk inflation plates in the same Kli Rishon. But how did you use them for earlier today for lunch? When you wash your dishes, you accidentally put them in the same Kli Rishon. But how did you eat lunch? The meat plate was a cliche and the milk plate was a cliche. And therefore, they're not really Ben Yomo, because in the last 24 hours, they didn't absorb meat and milk. They were used for meat and milk, but they didn't absorb meat and milk. Says the Isser V'Heter, Usser. Why does the Isser V'Heter say Usser? So here, you have Machloka Shachataz, even though the Isser V'Heter is very clear. Why? Why is the Isser V'Heter assering? So, or let's say better, says the Isser V'Heter and the Taz agrees with the Isser V'Heter, and the Taz, it's Usser, because what happens to the plates? The plates are not used in a Kli Rishon. But what might you do to the plate? You might pour from the Kli Rishon onto the plate, and that would be Iwuy, right? Because they may have been Boleya via Iwuy, meat Kli Rishon. Okay. However, do you think it's a problem if they were Boleya via Iwuy from a Kli Rishon? If they were only a certain day klipa. So they're only a certain day klipa. They klipa the plates. It's going to be less than a 60th of the water. You think this whole, imagine there's this giant bin. This whole bin is not going to be 60 times to klipa the plates. Question. But the klipa of the plates is less than 1/60th of the water. So here you have tremendous chiddush of the Isser V'Heter. Chiddush of the Isser V'Heter and the Taz, who agrees with him here. Chiddush of the Isser V'Heter and the Taz. What's the chiddush of the Isser V'Heter and the Taz? What's the lashon here? Big chiddush. This changes all of halacha. The lashon is al yidei irios harbei bala Isser v'kulo. No, maybe you did one Iroi's Mavliya Kdei Klipa, but maybe you poured many times onto this plate. And if you pour many times onto the plate, it's Boleya Bakulo, big Kiddush, Iroi's Harbe, many Iroi's, makes it believable through the whole thing. Overrides Tatar Gavar. Al Yedei, Iroi's Harbe, Boleya Bakulo. Big finish of the Taz, which means that when we think Iwuy is only Mavliya Kdei Klipa, that's you pour once. But if you pour many times, then it just adds up and adds up and adds up and reinforces and makes the whole thing be Boleya. That's big finish of the Isser V'Heter. In which case, the Isser V'Heter says, everything, you have to be Choshesh, unless you like have a videotape of your meal, maybe you poured from a Kli Rishon onto it many times. And therefore, it was Boleya through the whole thing. It's a great question, because the truth is, out the science, one long Iwuy is even worse than multiple, right? One 30-second Iwuy is worse than 10 3-second Iwuys. Out the science. I'm not sure. You would think so. I'm not sure. Question is, we possibly like him. Right. What does the Torah Chatas and the Shach say back? What does the Torah Chatas say? They make a compromise. Says the Torah Chatas and the Shach, they make a pshara. What's their pshara? The pshara is based on Hilchos Pesach Kashrei. Let's say I have something I only use in a cliche. How should I? Let's say I have a teller. How should I kasher the teller? The answer is I have to put it in a Kli Rishon. Why do I have to put it in a Kli Rishon if it was only used as a cliche? Let's say this is Bikur. I poured onto the teller, so I should kasher with Iwuy, pouring hot water onto it, right? Like a sink. How does a sink get hot? By pouring hot water onto it. So how do I kasher the stainless steel sink like we have in Gress? By pouring hot water onto it. Kibolo kach bolto. Right. So why do I have to put even plates, even teaspoons, even everything in a Kli Rishon to kasher them in Hilchos Pesach? The answer is because maybe once I put them in a Kli Rishon. I have a teaspoon. I just use it to stir my teacup. Maybe once I used it to stir a pot on the flame. Why would you use a teaspoon to stir a pot on the flame without a stir? Hey, but once you did. I have a plate. Why do I have to put my plate inside a Kli Rishon to kasher it? Because maybe once you couldn't find your pot cover and you use your plate as a pot cover. Could be. I have a bowl. What if my bowl and the cleavage is kosher? Maybe once you couldn't find your ladle, so you scooped out the soup using your bowl. Right? Once you might have put everything in a cleavage shot. Not your sink, because the sink is attached to the ground. Does it move? And anything movable, anything that's metaltolin, you might have once put in a cleavage shot. I don't mean anything metaltolin. You're probably never put your table in a cleavage shot. Anything that fits that you could pick up with your hand, you might have once put in a cleavage shot. That's a good svara, right? So it says here, what it says the Torah's Chatas and the Shach, what do they say? They say, what's the pshara? If you know it wasn't in a Kli Rishon in the last 24 hours, Mutter, if you're not sure how it was used, Osir. This is not really the start of the Israel term. What they're saying is that, you know what? Maybe you're right a little. Even plates, even everything. If you're not sure if they might have been in a Kli Rishon, you have to be choshesh they were put in a Kli Rishon, just like in Hilchos Pesach. But if you know they weren't in a Kli Rishon, then we're not worrying about your Ibios Harbe or any of these other svaras. We don't pass like those svaras. And it is mutter. That's the Torah Schatza says. And the that's the Torah Schatza says. And the Shach says. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger here, though, something very clever. Now, we pass like Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, is this a good sushtel that the Torah Chatzis and the Shach have? What do Torah Chatzis and the Shach say? They say, just like Hilchos Pesach, since you never know how you might have used it, you're choshesh, you might have put in a Kli Rishon if you're not sure. Likewise here, we're choshesh, you might have put in a Kli Rishon in the last 24 hours, and it might be Ben Yomo if you're not sure. Is that a good comparison? What? No, but the question is, it's sitting in the Kli Rishon now, but the question is it Ben Yomo from being used in the Kli Rishon? Okay, but even without Chomer de Pesach. In kashering, you have to kasher it based on anything you ever did with it. So maybe it was once, you have to kasher Klishein and Ben Yomo also. Maybe everything was once put in the Kli Rishon. But over here, you don't want to know whether it was once put in a Kli Rishon. You want to know if it was put in a Kli Rishon in the last 24 hours. What are the odds it was put in a Kli Rishon in the last 24 hours? And you didn't notice. Like, it's only 24 hours. It says, he says, Ain't a rioting in Hagala Arena, that maybe once, 6 months ago, you put in a Kli Rishon. But over here, why do we have to worry? Because in the last 24 hours, what are the odds you put in a Kli Rishon? That is what Rabbi Akiva Eiger says. The later poskim, like Rabbi Akiva Eiger, they're convinced by Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a very good point. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, says nope. He denies the Esra Heter and the Taz. He also denies the Torah Chatas and the Shach. And we go back to Pashup Shah of the Ramah. Why? Because, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, no. We're not choshesh for a weird use within the last 24 hours. When kashering, you have to kasher it even from Eina Ben Yomo usage. So yes, in the last year, you might have used it once in a weird way. But over here, we're asking whether it's Ben Yomo or not. Why should we be choshesh in the last 24 hours you did something weird? Why should we choshesh? It's a centering of anger. If you know what you did in the last 24 hours and you don't remember putting in a Kli Rishon, then that's called not being used in a Kli Rishon. You don't have to be choshesh that you did something weird and didn't remember in the last 20. Also, why would you forget what you did in the last 24 hours? So, therefore, he says you don't have to worry about it. And therefore, he says, as long as all you know is in a cliche and you don't know anything else, you can assume that it's not Ben Yomo from a cliche show. Say that again? Just like in Pesach, we're afraid you might have put it in or on a pot. Likewise here, we're afraid you might have put it in or on a pot in the last 24 hours if you're not sure. It says, that's not true. In Pesach, we're afraid sometimes since last Pesach, you might have put it in or on a pot. But over here, why should we choshish should put it in or on a pot in the last 24 hours? That's an uncommon thing to happen. So therefore, we're not choshish. Oh, it's not really, it's only pshar lemaisa, not conceptually. It's only pshar lemaisa, not conceptually. So, correct. Meaning conceptually, it has nothing to do with each other, right? Conceptually, they are totally separate. It's a practical pshar, right? Because what's the svara? The svara here is that anything not in Kli Rishon is not Ben Yomo. And the Taz in the Yisra'eter says, no, even not in Kli Rishon, it can be fully Molea through Irios Harbe. And the Shach says that even if you don't remember putting it in Kli Rishon, you might have. And Rabbi Kivyanker says, no, that shach is really not a good svar. Why are you to be choshes? After all, we've ruled stam kli in a ben yom. A stam kli rishon wasn't used in the past 24 hours. So kol shekein, a stam kli wasn't used in a weird way in the past 24 hours, if you remember using it in a normal way. It seems to be a good svar. How about this Irios Harbe? This Irios Harbe is a game changer in terms of everything. That's your sink, right? How treif is your sink? Is your sink only treif today klipa? Treif sink. Right, you move into a treif apartment. Is the sink only treif today klipa? Or is the sink treif all the way through? Right, the Yisra Hetra and the Taz treif all the way through because the guy who lived there ran the hot water many, many times. That's a game changer. Are we choshish for that Yisra Hetra in the Rav Moshe, this first and very longer Moshe? He says explicitly, we're not choshish at all for that Yisra Hetra Taz. In the Minchas Yitzchak, near the beginning, I think on the first base he mentions it, and he says, you have to worry about the Taz and the Isser Beheter. You have to worry about the Taz and the Isser Beheter, et cetera, et cetera. What does he say here? You have to assume that the sink is treif to klipa, and according to the Taz, according to the Isser Beheter, the sink is totally a treif all the way through, even though the Prima Gadim, the Chavos Das doubted it, etc. Okay, but he takes it into account a little more. Halach Lameisa, what do we do with this? Isser Beheter and Taz, right? The Igros Moshe rejects, and even the Michos Yitzchak, who's a big machmir here, he brings it up and he says, okay, unclear whether we really possible like this. He brings it up, but he also, you know, does not rely on. And let's say that he leans against. And the Minchas Yitzchak, even though he's looking for all the chumras, he leans against. That's the mashmos. The sink is treif kedei klipa. Rav Moshe would say, the sink is treif kedei klipa, if it was used by a guy. It's treif kedei klipa. What the Minchas Yitzchak say, if it was used by a guy, again, if it was used by a yid, that's more complicated. If it was used by a guy, what would the Minchas Yitzchak say? He'd say, oh, it's treif all the way through, according to Taz Nesvahatr, but the Achronim doubt this a little, but it's at least treif kedei klipa. So he like brings it up to like throw in another scary possible chumrah, but Lamaisa it seems like he's still leaning against it. He's not going to build on it too much. He mentioned it once or twice, but he's not guaranteeing it.
I wasn't about you any guy.
I'm talking theoretically if you pour treif in the sink, right? Because if you only pour meat and milk in the sink, then that's Rav Moshe's other whole fancy thing that he spends most of his time on, which we'll get to in a moment. Okay, how treif could a sink be in worst case scenario? Rav Moshe says, no more than kedei klipa, because it's only iroi. You can't put a sink in a kli rishon, no matter what you do, right? Only iroi. And the chassid says, no, but maybe the Taz and Yisra'eter, I'm not sure, but let's throw it in. Even though he leans against, he still brings it up. But the Maisa, you see that really we don't hold like the Taz and Yisra'eter, we hold like Rav Moshe. Even the Minchas Yitzchak didn't come out 100% like the Taz and Yisra'eter, just brought it up. That sounds like he leaned against it. And therefore, even though he'd bring it up, therefore we don't pass like the Taz and the Yisra Hetter. Halach l'maisa, we don't pass like the Taz and the Yisra Hetter. We pass like the Yisra Hetter and the
Rava.
Yes.
Does Paz say that the Ravan would be your spiritual even if you know that you didn't
No. But Minastam, you pour on things. After all, how do you get your food onto the plate? You take it from the pan and put it on the plate. I mean, doesn't everyone eat hot food at most meals? I mean, you eat hot food at every meal, right? Let's say you have a bowl. Get food into the bowl. You pour it from a Kli Rishon. Okay. No, the Taz would admit, let's say nowadays you have a lot more different kalim and you know things are fancier and you know what you did, what you didn't do, then he would admit that's different. But in the old days, how did they get all their food? They poured it from the pan. They didn't have to in between serving dishes and things like that. Right, it's a good question. I mean, it might depend if you mean because you put solids in it. It's a good question. My intuition is that I think he would only say that it's one nifsek hakiluach the asur hetar. So it might not be so posh. You're right. But sinks. Let's say the name of a sink, right? A sink is one nifsek hakiluach. How treif is your sink? According to the asur hetar and the taz, your sink is treif all the way through, not just kedei klipa. However, we don't pasken that way. We don't pasken like the asur hetar and the taz. Okay, now let's get to the hard part. Ready? Next part of the Ramah, okay. Ira mi kli rishon shal basar al kli chalav, dino ki kli rishon va osarim hayavin yomo. Okay, this is controversial. You pour from kli rishon of basar into kli rishon of chalav, and it's both ben yomo. Why is this controversial? What was it? It was from what to what? Basar chalav. Not that makes a difference, right? Here you have a... Kli Rishon, right? Ben Yomo. And all you have in there is water. Obviously, you don't mean chicken soup. If you pour chicken soup onto a milk pot, of course it's tricky. Chicken soup in a milk pot. That's not interesting. Here, all you have is mayim. And the mayim are fully into the Ben Yomo milky pot. How do you view this? Because remember, what was the big machlokas between the Ramah? Why did the Ramah argue with the Mechaber in the beginning of this simon? He said, if the milk and meat kalim are touching the water at the same time, that's not barnata isura. Here, would you say the milk pleas and meat pleas are going in at the same time? Or would you say that, no, first the meat pleas go in, and then the milk pleas go in? Right? Interesting question. That's the machlokes between the Ramah and the Shach. The Ramah here says Aser im hayu ben yomo, and the Shach argued with him earlier in Sif Katan. Hey, what does the Ramah say? The Ramah says, according to the Ramah, what does it look like? According to the Ramah, seemingly you have chalav to clean basar to clean. Both going into the mayim simultaneously, you have not barnat the isura. According to Arma, you have not barnat the isura. It's just like the beginning of the sif. Because after all, the water is getting the pleos from the meat and milk kalim at the same time. However, what would you have thought? Would you have said it's getting the pleos from both kalim at the same time? No, it's touching both kalim at the same time, but the water leaves the fleshikli and then lands in the milk. How does the Shach see it? The Shach says no. At 1 o'clock and 0 seconds, you have basar to kli to mayim, and it's a not bar not detera, right? As the water leaves the basar kli, now it has to fall, right? At 1 o'clock and 1 second after it falls, how long does it take to fall? Half a second? Doesn't matter. 0.5 seconds, right? Then it lands on the chalav kli, chalav to kli to mayim. It's also not Bernat Tehra. Right? Okay, you have napranate tira twice. That's fine. Napranate tira can happen as many times as once, as long as it's zefer zeh. Basically, the Shach says it's considered zeh achar zeh, because first it leaves the fleshically, then it goes to the melchically. And the Rama says it's considered bas achas, because it's touching both kelim at the same time. Okay, this is a tricky one. It's like, where do you draw the line? On the one hand, this water, is it in both kelim at the same time? Sort of. Right? Because one end of it is in one kli, and the other end of it is in the other kli at the same time. Of course, the Rama would only be machmer if it's what kind of pouring? Lo nifsek hakiluach, right? Only if it's lo nifsek hakiluach, right? Lo nifsek. Because if it's nifsek hakiluach, then obviously it's zachar zeh. First it touch a fleshic kli, and then it touch a milchic kli. What's the problem? But it's lo nifsek hakiluach, right? Meaning, if it's nifsek hakiluach, then much even ligrom lechachila. You're making it not burn out of meat in order to put in a kli of milk. No, but it's touching the Rama says touching both at the same time. Shach says, no, that's not true. It depends how you look at it. The water as a whole is touching both at the same time. But each part of the water first leaves the fleshically, then lands in the milchically. Who do you think is more intuitive, the Rama or the Shach here? That it's considered to be in both of them at the same time? Or no, it leaves the fleshically and then lands in the milchically afterwards. You think the Rama is more intuitive?
Shach.
Shach gets most votes here. Okay. I also think the Shach is intuitive. Not only that, if you look in the Shach's Sivkat and Hay, he quotes from the Toras Chatas, an interesting Lashon. Toras Chatas is the Rama. What does he quote from the Toras Chatas, an interesting Lashon? He quotes, let me just find it. Yeah. The Isser Beheter says it's Mutter, and the Toras Chatas wrote that very nearly a Lacha. It actually, Tom Haim, it actually seems logically that it should be mutter. But the minig is not to be makel. What does Toras Chatas say? He says, you know what? Really logically, I think the Shach and the Isser Heter are correct. Shach and the Isser Heter. The Shach is not on this Rama, it's earlier. Really logically, they're correct. But the minig is to be machmer. All of a sudden, what do we see from the Rama? We see from the Rama that really the Rama doesn't really argue fundamentally. He really just thinks the minhag were more machmer on this. Okay, if it's just if it's just the minhag, then that's already a very different story, and you can be mekel the shas hacha. So this is what does the Rama really say? But the Rama in the Toras Chatas says really mutter. And it's just a minute, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is that if they have some ruby, you can be makel. Lamaisa says the Chachmas Adam. I have it right here. I'll read you this case. He says that the Chachmas Adam Mem Ches Yud Gimel. Medina Motul Gamre. However, if there's no hefsed, you should answer it because, like, maybe it's the same time. And it's only a chumrah. Okay. Says the Chachmas Adam, Nagu Lahachmir. What's the psak? Says the Chachmas Adam, Mem Ches Yud Gimel. It's a chumrah, the Alma. Really, we for sure pass like the Shach. B'yesh Lahakel, B'makom. Hefsid, even if it's not Meruba. He doesn't say Hefsid Meruba. Basically, can we make a Makom Hefsid here? Not only that, but there's a pre-Megadin who's Medayik. If you look right here, oh, by the way, who explains that? I should have said that first. Who explains the Ramah the first way? Taz. Taz explains the Rama that way. But the Shach says, but if you look into Toras Chatas, he says he doesn't really hold the way. It's just a chumrah. Says the Prima Gadim right here on this Taz, quoting a Shach earlier, quoting being Midayik from one line in a Shach earlier, Afla Rama ain less ain oser ki em hatachton. Only the bottom kli is usher, not the top kli. on the bottom of the Yavasha, not the top clean. Not only that, if you're Medaik, the Shach Sukkot and Hay, Shach has a question on Ramban, and then he says, how can the Ramban matters pouring? And don't say, one second, Dochet Gadol or Medikando Carmel da Machel Motor, there was a Kli Shalem, a Kli Osir. Don't say the Ramban only meant the food is Motor, but the Kli is Osir, like later. So then he says, oh, and the Ramban said you can put in the Kli, it means not through pouring. But what does the Shach imply? That the top Kli is Motor and the water is Motor, only the bottom Kli is Osir. Which of course makes no sense to be halacha. If the bottom tree is usher, should usher the water. But makes no sense in halacha, but that's only the minute. So it's a chumra beyond the hak of makam, even any hefsit, and says the prima godim that even without hefsit, only the bottom tree was usher. Okay, so what do we see? That we really don't pass like this Ramah. We really pass in like the Shach, like the Yisr Heter. It's only a Chum, even the Ramah Torah's Chatz admitted it was only a Chumr B'Alma. We pass in the Chach B'Sadim Zlosh is only a Chumr B'Alma. Therefore, only if it's no big deal, you should be Machmer. And even then, it's enough to just ask for the bottom Kli. So basically, we pass in Iker Din it's Mutter. We just have a Chumr to ask for the bottom Kli. If it's not a Hefzit. And the Shach earlier says the water is mutter. Again, what if it was just water? Maybe we should be a little more machmir. But yeah, let's say it was soup. The Shach Taka says the soup is mutter, only the bottom Kli is usher. Which again, is a strange thing to say and it's not logical, but that's what the Shach implies. Why? Because the Shach asks, how could the Ramah say you're allowed to put a nap bar not into the milk and Kli? When you pour it, the Ramah ushers. And don't say he meant you could put it in the food's mutter, but the bottom Kli is usher. That's the hook. Implying that the Ramah never meant to usher the food, only the bottom Kli. It's a big Kiddush. But you could read that into the Ramah, right? The Oser what? Maybe only Oser the bottom Kli. Okay, big Kiddush in the Ramah. But Lamaisa says it's only Chumr B'Alma. We can take all the most Makel Shitas here. Okay, now we get into the real controversial part. Avolim Ira Mayim Rotchim She'enim Shal Basar V'lo Shal Chalav. Why is this very Lamaisa? Mayim Rotchim She'enim Lo Shal Basar V'lo Shal Chalav sounds like water from the sacred dishwasher, right? It's just boiling water. That is, it doesn't have to be boiling. It just has to be yatzel or esbo, which it generally is. Again, people wash their dishes in lukewarm water. Okay, so they avoid a lot of halachic shaylos. That's not the normal way that most people wash dishes. Most people wash dishes in hot water. As a matter of fact, I think hygienically, you're supposed to wash dishes in hot water. That's what they say. What? So I always wash my dishes. I turn the water all the way hot. How can you wash your dishes in yatzel lettuce bowl water? Wouldn't you burn your hands? So A, that's why real people, like they wear gloves for washing dishes because they want the dishes to be very clean and use hot water. B, some people have a lot of tolerance in their hands. I know balabustas who can take hot pots out of the oven, no problem. They just build up toughness in their hands. And C, I don't know, like I always wash dishes. I don't wash dishes that much. But when I wash dishes, I always turn the water on to the hottest. And then I don't hold my hand directly under the stream of the water. So I don't get burnt. I don't stick my hand right into the water. I stick the dish right into the water. Oh, it splashes onto my hand, but then it's not so cold. So I think you have to know your minhag. If your minhag is to use water that's not yet so let us both and hats outside, that makes everything much more makeable, right? Because now nothing's even hot, right? And then maybe everyone agree everything's mutter. But if you use yatzel lettuce bowl water, where you're not medakdek, and then you have to assume you'd be chosen to use yatzel lettuce bowl water, then you get into the shayla. So let's now talk about yatzel lettuce bowl water. But you're right, if someone were to say, I never wash dishes in yatzel lettuce bowl water, like my lifestyle, impossible that I would wash dishes in yatzel lettuce bowl water, I meant possible, but practically impossible, then you don't need to come on to all the Rav Moshe's and everything. You just say everything's mutter because you're using cold water, right? If it's not yatzel lettuce bowl, it's cold. So then that makes everything a lot easier. But, let's assume that's not the normal case. But you're right. If you don't use yatzel lettuce bowl water, then you're home free. So says the Ramah here. What's the din? Vafilu shuman davak bahem. Even if they have shuman on them, hakol shari, everything's mutter. To ain't iri kikli bishon mama shiyasa shakinu shum arolim yivu zemizeh. Okay, because Iber is not mamish like Kli Rishon to make the Kalim absorb from each other. So here, and who is he quoting this from? He's quoting this from Shum. Shum is an Isser Heter. Right, Oroch means Isser Heter. Did I take this board? Okay. Easy enough to solve. Now I do. Let us, right, all the acronym go a little crazy here. What's pshat in this Rav Moshe? That Iwari doesn't make one thing absorb from another. Iwari doesn't make one thing absorb from another. What's pshat in this Rav Moshe? It doesn't get like the schmutz from one kli onto another kli. Why? Why? What's the svara of this Rav Moshe? So, after all, the shot starts that, because the Rama himself in Simen Samech Hesef Yod asked the shot, says, Iwari is Mashal G'day Klipa. Iwari is Mashal G'day Klipa. Mavashal means Maflu Mavli. It makes time go out, it makes time go in. Right? What in Liga's time, what does Liga's time go mean? How do you get the feathers off a chicken? How do you get the feathers off a chicken? What's the easy, most efficient way to get feathers off a chicken? Okay. Pluck them one by one. That's very efficient, isn't it? Okay, don't go into business.
You're so American.
Stay in the rabbinate. You pour boiling water over it. It melts the feathers down. It's like one layer. You just peel it off. What's the problem? That's called maliga. The problem is when you pour boiling water onto the chicken first, the chicken hasn't been salted yet. It has dam. The boiling water gets the dam out of the chicken, puts it back into the chicken, and makes the chicken treif. And that's why Jews can't do maligas to turn a golem. Okay, the whole question, what about klisheni? What about lechachil? We don't do it. If you did a klisheni, it's okay, because it's not mevashal. If you did a klirishon, it's treif. And if you did it with iroi, klirishon is treif, kidei klipa, because the iroi brings the taste out into the water and back into the chicken, and asur is kidei klipa. Okay, technically, it's not our topic now. It depends which way the chicken was facing. If the chicken was right side up, it's actually okay, because when you poured it, asur kidei klipa, and the kidei klipa was the feathers, and you're throwing those out anyway. But the chicken was upside down, then it got in between the feathers and it asur the skin. Okay, that's not our topic now. The question is, Iwari is clearly maflit umavliya. Takes time from one thing, puts it into another thing. So, why doesn't it asur in this case? Why doesn't it asur in this case? So, the Isra Hetul Arma says it doesn't asur. So what's the svara, right? Svara, Rama, what's the case? Here you have dirty. Here you have dirty fleshic dishes. Little pieces of meat, little pieces of cheese. And you're pouring boiling water onto it. Why is it mutter? So here, the Minchas Yisro is going to say something a little different. But let's take the shach. Says the shach, what's the svar of Rama? What does the shach say the svar of the Rama is? That Iwari is not so powerful? What's the svar of the Rama? What does he mean, Iwari is not so powerful? Exactly. Iwari, Eino, Maflit, Umavliya, Letov Kli. Here he's being very medactic. You can't say Iwari is not Mavliya into a Kli. Of course, if you pour, it'll get the taste into a Kli. That's like many, many simonim of the sea from Shulchan Aruch. You can't say Iwari is not maflin or mavli. It doesn't take the taste from one thing and put in another thing. Because of course it does. It gets the blood out of the chicken and puts it back into the chicken. All but what you can say is it can't get the taste out of the schmutz and put it into a food. Okay, Rav Moshe asked, why did that get the taste out of the schmutz? Let it just melt the schmutz, heat it up, and put the schmutz directly into the food. Now he says, heating up the schmutz counts like getting the taste out of food, doing two things. You can't do two things to get food taste into a kli. If you pour milk onto a fleshy kli, it'll get its taste into a kli and treif it up. Get a klipa. If you pour hot water onto a piece of cheese that's sitting on a piece of steak, it'll get the piece of the cheese into the steak and the steak into the cheese and treif it up. Get a klipa. But if you pour milk onto cheese on a fleshy plate or steak on a milky plate, it can't get the taste out of the steak into the clee or out of the cheese into a clee or, you know, heat up the cheese schmutz and put it into the clee. It can't get taste from something else into a clee. It can get its own taste into a clee. That's called mavliya, getting something into something. It can get taste out of a food into a food, but it can't get taste out of a food, out of something, and put it into a kli. That's the Shita d'Rama lefi the Shach. Okay, here Rav Moshe has a slightly different way of formulating the Rama, but for all practical purposes, it is exactly the same, and I'm not going to dwell on it. He says, no, it can't get the taste of like the fleishik schmutz into the milchik kli, because it can't get the taste of one thing onto something else that's like not next to it. Okay, but let's stick with the Shach for now. That's the Shach says. Do we paskin? Does the Shach agree with this Rama? Does the Shach agree with this Rama? Anyone? So, says the Shachar, it's a cut and chaf, very important chaf. He personally disagrees. He's not convinced. Okay. And the Prima Gadim passes like the Shach here. And he's not convinced, right? Prima Gadim right here says, Ayin Shach, etc., etc. Okay. Now,
science or the halachas?
I guess these halachas are all metzius, right? So yeah, he disagrees them on metzius and halacha, you know, whatever you call it. You know, you can always say that metzius, where you draw the line of being magnum metzius halacha. So, what does the Shach himself say? Ramal lefi Shach. What does the Shach himself say? The Shach himself disagrees. Says the Shach, nope. Iroi is maflet me ochel o mavliya latochli. Nope, Iroi is maflet me ochel mavliya latochli. However, what's the Shach mesupik about? He's mesupik, and he quotes even the Raman, the Toras Chata says, the minig is to be machmer, and if there's no hefs in Maruba, you should be machmer. Right? Even the Taurus. Right? Atzmo, hechmer, and makom she'ein hefs in Maruba. So he says, really, we can't rely on this cool of drama. Even the Chatz himself was machmer if there's no hefs in Maruba. Okay. Now, what else does the Shach say? The Shach says, but what about from a kli to a kli? Like, what if you pour on two clean kalim? What if you pour on two clean kalim? He says, well, he doesn't necessarily mean you pour on clean milk and fleisha kalim, because then there would be heter not barnat de tera, because when it hits the fleisha kli, the tam comes out, and it's not barnat de tera, and then it hits the milk kli, because of his shita about pouring from one to the other. But let's say you pour on a treif kli and a kosher kli. So says the Shach that Ha'em Iroi Maflet Mikli Umavliya Latokli, right? Can even get taste out of one Kli and put into another Kli? Says the Shach, he's not sure. Says the Shach, Sorech Ion, etc., 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 Sorech Ion. V'yesh lahach marok v'shein hefzen meruba. Okay. Says the Shach. Tzarech Ion. V'hechmir. Kishetein hefzen meruba, which of course implies that he's Mako. V'mako hefzen meruba. So that's how the Shach analyzed this whole Rama. He says, what's this Rama about? It's about whether Eroi can, again, let me remind you, Eroi can be Mavliya into a Kli. If the Eroi can be Mavliya itself, if the Eroi is milk, it can get milk taste into a Kli. the Iroi is trafing, and traf tastes into a kli. And Iroi can be maflet from a food and mavli into a food. That we know because it gets the blood out of the chicken and puts it back in the chicken. The question is, can Iroi get tam out of a food or a kli and put it into a kli? There are most things. Iroi cannot get tam out of anything and put it into a kli. The Shach says it can get tam out of a food and put it into a kli. And he's not sure if he can get tam out of a kli and put it into a kli. And, you know, you should only be make old muck and have some ruba. That's the Shach. That's the Shach right here. Okay. The he goes into a lot of details, but maybe we'll suffice with this for now. Yes. So, what does he say? He says, you mean in this case?
Yeah. Right, at the end of it, he's talking about when one of them is dirty, and that's where he has a question about.
Correct. So let's think about this case for a second. Because you have to throw in not bar not dead tamer. So what does the Shach say? Says the Shach. Let's just do some cases according to the Shach. What if you have, right, Shnehem Nikiyim, Echad Shel Isser, the Echad Shel Heter. Then the question is, can you get Tom out of the Isser Kli and put it into the Heter Kli? And that is this case. What if you have Shneim Nikiyim, Echad Shel Basar, the Echad Shel Cholov, says the Shach? Then the truth is, even if you get the Tom out of one and put it into the other, it's still going to be not burnout the Tera, because first it has to get the Tom out of one and then put it into the other. And then Afilo Tenzilomar the Maflit Mize Umavlia was a mutter Bishon not burnout the Tera. Okay. And apparently he's not worried, no, it's going to be maflet from both of them at the same time and do that. No, Iroi doesn't have that power to be simultaneous. What about Shel Basar Naki Vishal Chalav Meluchlach? Right, you pour it onto clean Basar and dirty Chalav at the same time. So what does the Shach say? That the Kli Shel Chalav depends on this issue. No. The Kli Shel Basar depends on whether the Iroi can get the Tam out of the milk schmutz and put it into the Basar Kli or not. Right, so that's Machloka Shach and Ramah, Shach is Machmir. What about the Kli Shel Chalav? The Kli Shel Chalav, meaning, and then what happens, right? Aser, if there's no Hefsin Ruba. So what's this case? The Shach just says Aser. Right, he thinks also the Gamri. Then what happens to this Kli? Because what happens? Can the Iroi get the taste of the cheese into the Fleisha Kli? So the Shach passes yes. Now the Fleisha Kli is trafe. Now can the Iroi get the taste of the Fleisha Kli into the milk of the Kli? That depends whether he gets taste from a Kli to a Kli, and he's making luck from Hefsa Ruba. This is the, now I've said over the full analysis of the Shach. Okay, Rabbi Kiva Iger and Rabbi Moshe goes into this, and we're not going to get into it. The Friar Gadamer, everyone talks about, he throws a curveball to the Shach. He says, hold on a second. Why don't we say that it got the taste out of the Kli Shel Basar, put it into the little shamnunis of Chalav, and then it can get the taste out of that shamnunis of Chalav that became Chanan and put in the Fleisha Kli, and put in the Milchik Kli. Okay, we're not getting to that question. That's Riku Yeager's question. Now, let's remember this for now, okay? Let's remember this, and let's carry on in the, Let's go to one other point. Shach Sukkot and Yud Ches. What does the Shach say in Sukkot in Yud Ches? What does the Shach say in Sukkot in Yud Ches? Because of the Rishat Hashem B'Shem Yisrael Heter Aruch, the Afilu B'Ma'ari Miklishol Yisrael Klishol Heter, Ein Les or Rak HaKlishol B'Kiloch Yiru Elov. Ma'ari Miklishol Yisrael Klishol Heter. Right? From a Treif Kli. Meaning you're pouring, you know, I don't know, lard, right? You're pouring ham water, right? You cook ham, right? You're pouring, I don't know what you call soup made of ham. Ham soup. That's probably not the right word for it. Okay. Beyond my cultural experience. You're pouring mama's treif. It doesn't matter if you pour water, but if you cook the water in a benyomo treif kli, that water is totally treif. So what's this? Shach, Sivkat and Yud Ches. What is the Shach case? Shach case is this. Here you have Isser. You're pouring Isser. But what are you pouring Isser onto? A very rare case, right? Not the case we're used to dealing with. You're pouring Isser onto a pile of kosher kalim, right? You have a pile of kosher kalim in your sink, and you're pouring Isser onto them, right? And what happens to the Isser? It flows through all the kalim. Says the Isser, only the top ones are Isser. The rest are mutter. Right? That's what the Shach says. Only top one is Isser. Why? Because Iroy, now here, the ear is not being Mavliya or Maflit. It's not taking taste out and putting it in. It's only being Mavliya. If the ear is already treif, right? What's this? This is a case where Eroi is only Mavliya. It's not getting the tam out of something and putting it into something. The ear is already treif. It's treif in and of itself. It's just putting its treif taste in only the first dish. What's the svara? The svara is, well, the first dish is the Eru and it first hits. After it first hits, then it loses its heat. Meaning, only either make or like bolikekli, but when it first lands, it's hot. After it already spreads, then it's not hot anymore. Right? So, all the achronim ask a kasha. There's a very strange chavos das, who's asked if it's no sense. The primi godim ask the kasha, the simen tzadik beis. Chavos das also ask the kasha. This is a stira to which case? Irish nizchal al gabi kira v'lo nifzak hakidwach. What is this? This is Irushin Nizchal Velo Nifzak HaKiloch. Right? It's Iroi that flowed down a surface. What do we say in Sadi Beis? Irushin Nizchal that flowed down a surface is still Mavliya. Remember, if the Chalav, I think it was, rolls down the counter and hits a fleshy pot, it makes that fleshy pot treif. So here, if it rolls down, it should make every fleshy treif. That's the kasha of the Primi Godim, the Chavos Das, and everyone. The kasha, everyone asks. What's the kasha? The question is that in Siman Sadi Beis, Iroi Shenizchal is Mavliya. Right? Iroi that flowed is Mavliya. Right? So that's the kasha of all the Achronim. Okay, says is Mavliya. Kash of all the Achronim. Chavos Das gives an answer that, as everyone points out, we don't really understand. He says, "Oh, Irish and Nizchal is not Mavliya Umaflit. It's only Mavliya." Doesn't answer this question because over here it's not even Mavliya. Says the Bnei Gadim early in Sadi Beis starting, he doesn't have an answer. Says the Chas Yitzchak doesn't have an answer. Says Ramosha, that's ridiculous. You have to have an answer. Right? The Shach agreed in Siman Sadi Beis. The Shach says something here. You have to have an answer. Not Patel. Right? So, what are the two approaches? Says the Minchas Yitzchak. He says, Tzarech Iyon. B'yish l'hachmir. Says, Stira Yafri Machmir. Okay. Can't solve this problem. Says Ramosha, that's ridiculous. You can't just say the Shach is stupid, right? you can pass like shach, not pass like the shach, but you have to make it a real shita, right? So, says the Ibris Moshe, what's the obvious difference? And he brings proofs from, he brings very strong proofs from the shach in Hilchas Melicha. What's the difference between the Iroi that's spread down the counter and the Iroi that rolls down the kelim here? What? It's over here. It's also coming from the hot pot itself, isn't it? And there it also should cool down when it hits the counter. I didn't understand what you said. Over here, it's rolling down the counter. We don't say when it first hits the counter, it's cold, and then when it continues to roll, it loses its heat, and when it continues to roll, it's cold. We say it remains hot the whole time. Don't we? Thought we did.
Maybe we really like
in both cases, they talk. It lands on the counter and rolls down, and it lands on the pots and rolls down. What's the difference? Now, what do you mean? Look, you don't see the picture that it's all connected? You don't see it all being connected? Now, you want to make it okimta, this nifsak hakiluach? But it doesn't sound that way from the Yisra Heter. If you look inside the Yisra Heter, it's pretty clear that it's not lo nifsak hakiluach. So here, says Rav Moshe, the difference is, here it's going to get a little tricky. And this is the Yisod of Rav Moshe. What's the Yisod of Rav Moshe? He says that in this case, the fact that it landed and then rolled is a hefsek to the kiluach. In the case of the counter, it didn't land and then roll. It was all, you know, the milk pot was on the counter, and it was spilling onto the counter, and it didn't fall through the air and then roll. When it falls through the air and then bumps, that's considered a hefsek. Says Rav Moshe, he says, no. Falling through the air and then rolling sideways is mafsek v'iroi. That's as opposed to the case of the counter, where every pot was on the counter, nothing fell through the air and then rolled sideways. Right? That was all one nice stream. There was no break. Think about it. When I pour onto a pile, it like bounces, right? It's like a jarring bounce, right? I mean, if I had a cup of water and I poured it.
Yeah.
What? Difference between a stream and an overflow. Yeah, difference between a stream and an overflow. That's a good way of putting it. As opposed to there was one stream. Here, it's hitting and bouncing. And therefore, that count, that's mafsik, the Eroi. Now it's already cliché-y. Over here, it landed on the top pot. That's a cliché-y. Now it's just bouncing. That's a new maisa, new hefsik. While on the counter, then it was one gentle flow and was all one Indian. That's Rav Moshe. And his whole heter is based on that. The truth is, here, I'm an apikoros. I'm not convinced by him. I'm certainly not convinced by the Michas Yitzchak. That you could just say that there's no hesber for the Shach, so you shouldn't take it into account. Because, what do you mean, no hesber for the Shach? Who are you to say there's no hesber for a Shach? Shach should say there's no hesber for you. The Bria Gaon left with Sarkiyun. Okay, that's, hey, it was me, Mayan, etc. You know, it's hard to say that we don't take into account the Shach because we think that he's wrong. I don't like to say that about anyone, but how can you say that about the Shach? It's just illogical. It might be impious to say it about any Gedolim, but it's illogical to say about the Shach. Shach can't be wrong. You know, if the Baskin like him, he can't be wrong. Impossible. So, let's think about what's the chap of Rav Moshe. What does Rav Moshe gain from this shach? What Rav Moshe gains from the shach is, let's think about a sink. What happens in a sink? The water lands from the faucet onto the sink, and then what happens once it hits the sink? It splashes sideways. As soon as it splashes sideways, now it's not hot anymore. Now it's considered cliche-y, now it's considered cold. That's where Moshe Skop says, with Moshe Skop, what does that lead to? Let's say here is my sink, and here comes my water. What does Ramosha say? This is Eroi, and this is nothing. It's only Eroi, it only does anything to the exact spot where it lands. Once it already rolls sideways, that's like this case of the Shach, of the Fiyah Shach, right? And the Yisra Hetra. That's the keystone of Rav Moshe's Kula and Sinks. That's the keystone of Rav Moshe's Kula and Sinks. Says in Minchas Yitzchak, you don't know what you're talking about. There's no such sheet in the world. Okay. The truth is that, if you'll allow me to be an apikoros here, I would not have said like Rav Moshe. I would have said a totally different pshat. What's the difference between the case on Simon, Sadi Beis, and the case here? In Sadi Beis, it flowed down one counter. Over here, it flowed from one plate to another plate. I would have said, no, the difference is when it goes from one plate to another plate, then already that breaks the Eroi. It lands on one plate, that plate's a cliche-ni. When it goes to the second plate, that's already Eroi from a cliche-ni. But over there where it's one counter, it's all one big Eroi. So I would have been machra in the sink personally. I would have said, no. As long as it's all one sink, that's one big Eroi. The kula's only if it falls off a plate and then goes onto the sink. So I'm not convinced that I would have agreed with Rav Moshe's shot. I certainly wouldn't have been Mechus Yitzchak. I wouldn't have said we're throw the shot in the garbage and we're mevatel him. But that's Rav Moshe. Okay, that's Rav Moshe. Okay, so, yes. And going from the pot to the first plate is a shift, right? Again, a Rav Moshe would have just said, I'm illogical. Who cares if it's one clear or two kelim, right? I would have said, no. The first clear that lands on, that's Eroi Kli Rishon. Even if it spreads. The clear that lands on after the first clear, that's already Eroi Kli Shady. I would have said different for Rav Moshe. Okay, Rav Moshe doesn't care about what I would have said. And maybe you also, you say, what's the difference? What's the difference if it goes from one plate to the next plate, or if it goes from this part of the counter to that part of the counter? Either way, it's already cooled off. As soon as it basically was supposed to say, as soon as it lands, well, the Rav Moshe is very subtle. Rav Moshe says, no, in that case, it was one gentle flow. You spilled it on the counter and it flowed down the counter. That's all one thing. Over here, it lands and then bounces. That's two things. Okay, I lost track of your question by now, I admit. You want to repeat your question? Okay, let's leave. We can talk about it later. Okay. Now, let's get to the heart of Rav Moshe here. Rav Moshe says like this. He says, there's a kula of the Ramah, which the Shach disagrees with. There's a kula of the Shach, which we don't know whether the Ramah would disagree with or not. Right? Because he doesn't mention it. Right? Rav Moshe's chap is, there are two different kulos. One kula is landing and bouncing. The other kula is that it can't be maflip or mavli on the toch kli. Says the Michas Yitzchak himself, he thinks this is all one big kula, and everyone was confused. There's only one sugya. When something is nizchal, when an Eroi spreads, is it hot or not? The Shatz here are saying no, and Sadi Beis were saying yes. The Ramah here is saying no. What the Ramah really meant is when it spreads from one clique or another, it's cold. And the Shach says yes. And he says the Shach is confused and the Ramah is confused. Says, it's a little hard to believe, I must admit. But says the Minchas Yitzchak, very strangely, says the Minchas Yitzchak, says there's only one sugya, which is Eroi Shenizchal. In Semen Sadi Beis, it's Aser. In the Ramah, in Semen Sadi Hei, the Ramah says Mutter, and the Shach says Aser. He says there's only one sugya. This, and Semen Sadi Beis are all the same case. Eroi that spreads. In Sadi Beis, there are masses, Eroi that spreads, Asers. In this case, when you pour it on two kalim, it has nothing with mafli or mafli, just because the Eroi lands on one clean spreads. There are masses, Mutter, and the Shach says, Aser. And in the Shach in Semen Sadi Hei, the Shach says, Mutter. And so it must be that everyone's confused and everyone's wrong and we can't rely on anyone. That's the way Michas Yitzchak looks at it. It's a very strange way to look at it because, you know, wouldn't you rather say that Rama and Shach knew what they were talking about than they didn't? He says there's one sugya. If you pour and then it goes sideways, that's Semen Sadi Beis, that's the case of the Rama, and that's the Shach that's cutting Yud Ches. They're all the same sugya. And everyone contradicts themselves. The Rama, Semen Sadi Beis, says if the milk spreads down the counter, it asers the pot. Yet here he says the milk hits one dish and spreads to another dish, it doesn't aser it. So the Rama can't rely on the Rama. And the Shach says for himself. So over here it says if it lands on one dish and goes to the other dish, it asers it. And over here it says if it lands on one dish and goes to the next dish, it doesn't aser it. So you can't rely on the Shach. So there's no room to be mako. Okay, and he throws in other things as well. But that's not a proper Der Halimud, Ramosha would say. No, you have to understand everyone's Shita. There are three different sugyas. Sadi Beis was an Eroi that flows. That for sure asers. This case has nothing to do with the Eroi flowing. It has to do with being flipped from one thing, mavli into another thing. That's Machlok Jarman Shach. And this has to do with it landing and bouncing. When it lands and bounces, the Shach is Mekel. Now, let us consider this Rama. Let us consider our saints and see what Rav Moshe says. Ready? What does Rav Moshe say about saints? Let's say here's your sink. Here comes the water in your sink. Right? Here's your sink. Remember, we're not talking about treif in the sink. We're not talking about treif. And we're not talking about putting milk and meat dishes in the sink at the same time. That's ridiculous. Then you're a guy. We're talking about using the same treif sink for meat and milk. How many sinks do you have in the grocery? You have two sinks. Okay, anyone have an old apartment? Some of the apartments have one sink, right? When I lived in America, I only had one sink most of the time, right? So you put flaming dishes after the flaming meal and milk dishes after the milking meal. Obviously, you wash away the schmutz in between. Let's say what's going to happen. If the water lands on the sink, what could be so bad? Let's imagine the water landed on the sink and then started flowing and then hit some schmutz of meat. Would that be mavliya into the sink? Says Rav Moshe. Well, according to the Shach, there's no Blia. Why? Because it already bounced and rolled, and it's not Eroi anymore. It's Klisheni. How about according to the Ramah? Why is there no Blia according to the Ramah? Two totally different reasons. According to the Ramah, there's no Blia because you can't be Mafut from a Kli and Mavliya into a Kli. Mafla from food, mavli into a kli. And according to the Shach, there's no bliya because it already rolled. So everyone agrees there's no bliya. Says, maybe Baal Nefesh should be machmer that maybe the Shach's wrong and the Ramah's wrong. Meaning the Shach holds the Shach's right, the Ramah holds the Ramah's right. Maybe they're both wrong. Maybe we hold like neither of them. Okay, he says, really, we don't be choshesh for that. Baal Nefesh, maybe it should be choshesh, and then we'll see. It can't be maflit from food or mafli into a kli. If there's a little piece of meat on the sink, it can't get the tan out of the meat and put it into the sink. Because that would be taking it out of one thing and putting it into a utensil. Yes. Yes.
What's the second intuition or emotion says that like one might be choshesh to put the Shach or Ramah wrong? Like, can you say that in every halakha always? Like, why specifically in this situation?
Oh. No, because they're two different issues, right? One is the issue of can you bring maflit and mafli into a pli. The other is, if it bounces and rolls, is it still considered iroi or is it considered cliche? The Shach holds from this heter, and not that one. The Ramah holds from this heter, and we have no idea whether he holds from this one. Theoretically, you could say, we pass like neither of them. And this we pass it like maybe the Ramah doesn't hold from the heter, and this we pass like the Shach doesn't hold from the heter. Theoretically, you could. Of course, it's a bit of a fake. What do you have to assume? That we pass like the Shach here, and that the Ramah is machmir here, and that we pass like here. Right? No one actually was machmir. Okay. But, according to the Shach and the Ramah, there's no problem. When might there be a problem? When there might be a problem, let's take a slightly different case. What if it lands on the sink and it directly hits a piece of meat schmutz? Now what happens? And then it rolls. Right? So, over here, the Shach would say no Bliya, and the Ramah would say no Bliya for two different reasons. Right? On the side, the Shach would say there's no Bliya, because once it rolled, it's the cliche near. It can't be Mavliya. The Ramah would say there's no Bliya, because they can't get Tom out of the meat and into the sink. Of course, if you actually poured boiling hot chicken soup into your sink, then the Ramah would say it is Mavliya into the sink. And so would the Shach. But people pour cold chicken soups on the ice. No one ever pours boiling chicken soup into the sink. If you do, that ruins Ramosha's hat. Okay, but how about right here, right where it landed? Right where it landed, does the sink become fleshik? Well, according to who? Yes, according to who? No. According to the Ramah, no. Why? Because they can't get Tom out of the meat and put into the sink. It's not maflit from the meat and maflit into a sink. But according to the Shach, yes. According to the Shach, yes. Why? Because it can get Tom maflit me'ahol tokli in the place where it lands when it hasn't bounced yet, when it hasn't rolled yet. So therefore, basically, the only chash of a sink becoming fleshik is on the spot where it lands. Now, is the water sometimes going to directly land on a schmutz of meat? Yeah, sometimes. Okay, hold on a second. Now the sink is fleshik in that spot. So how can I wash milk and dishes if the sink is fleshik in that spot? Says Ramah, no problem. Says Ramah, Moshe. Okay. Says Moshe, no problem. I can still wash dishes on that in this sink. Why? Because what's the worst that'll happen? The hot water will touch that spot. It'll become not barnat of meat. Right? Any hot water that touches my sink just is not barnat of meat. And so I'm making not barnat of meat that's then going to touch my milchik dish. You're allowed to l'chachila make a ligrum not barnat to just touch a milchik dish. No problem. Right? So Ramah says, no problem. One spot, who cares? Any water that touches that spot is not barnat to hetera. So it's perfectly fine. Doesn't bother anyone. But what if, what's the problem? What if on that same spot, yes, and also not by not. We'll get to that. Okay. So, this spot is now fleshing. Now, what if 5 minutes later, water lands on milk in a different spot? Then that other spot will be milchik. But will it affect that spot? No, because once it rolls, according to Ramah, there's no bliya, and according to the Shach, there's no bliya. So, what's the only way the sink could be treif? What's the only way the sink could get isura in it? In the same spot, it lands on meat and lands on milk, right? Okay, you'd say, that's not so crazy. Eventually, in the same spot, the water will land on milk and the water will land on meat, right? Not so crazy. What? Yeah, but hold on a second. If 24 hours later it lands on milk in that spot, it doesn't create Yisurah because there's no Simtam Levgam. It just makes it Hetera again. It's still not Barnata Hetera. it's only not bernati isur. It only the sink only becomes usur. The sink can easily become milchik or fleshik in one spot. But it only becomes usur if the water lands directly on food in the same spot, milk and meat, within 24 hours. Says Rav Moshe, that is highly unlikely. Says Rav Moshe, it only becomes usur if, again, if 5 minutes later it lands on milk over here, it's not going to be a problem. Because it'll roll over, this part will be milk, this part will be fleshik, the rolling won't hurt anyone. It's only going to be a problem if, and if 25 hours later, it lands on milk in the same spot, it's no problem. It's just another bli of heter. It's only a problem if it lands on milk and meat in the same spot within 24 hours directly. And even if you say maybe that'll happen once in a while, the Prima Gadda here brings up another point. What's the other point? How much schmutz is it going to land on? A tiny bit of schmutz, right? What if it even lands on a big piece of cheese? Still, it's only going to get the time out of that cheese kadei klipa. So says the Prima Gadda, hold on a second. When I pour a stream of water, any time that it lands on, it's going to be batel b'shishim. Think about it. The stream of water compared to the schmutz it lands on. Yeah, the time the schmutz is batel b'shishim, the stream of water. What if the stream of water lands on a big piece of cheese? Doesn't matter. It only gets time out of the kadei klipa of the cheese. And that kadei klipa is batel b'shishim. So says Moshe, really it's all batel b'shishim anyway. And if you say, how do I know it's always batel b'shishim? Maybe. Okay, and even if it's not batel b'shishim, the sink's not going to be treif unless it lands on milk and meat in the exact same spot within 24 hours. That's Rav Moshe's kula. And then he adds something else. Then he points out, and even if the sink does become treif, what if the sink does become treif? Then what would happen? First of all, can you get, now if the sink does become treif, the question is, can Eroi get tam? Oh, look. I think we need more board. Even if the sink does become treif, I'll chazer this again. I'll give you time to go over it, and we'll chazer. It's where Moshe says, step one, the sink only becomes treif if it lands on milk and meat on the same spot within 24 hours. And even then, it's probably batel b'shishim to the stream anyway. Like, what are the odds that where it lands, kadei klipa, is not going to be batel b'shishim to the stream? Only if you have a very thin trickle of water, very strange. Usually, you know, think about it. When I turn on the water, I get a lot of water falling. That's more than 60 of a tiny schmutz, or more than 60 of a kidney cleep of where it lands. Keep in mind, it only gets the time out from where it lands. Where it lands, how big is a kidney cleep of the size of a penny? You know, that's pretty small. Okay, and even if the sink does become treif, then what happens? Will it treif up my dishes? Well, hold on a second. Even if the sink does become treif, will it treif up my dishes? Well, if the water lands on the sink, now it has to get the time out of the sink and get it into my dishes. So first of all, it only gets the time out of a kadei klipa of the sink. And the water that falls in the faucet only 60 times the kadei klipa of the sink. I know Ein Batlin is a chachila. Right? You can't rely on Bible Shishim chachila. And also, hold on. Now you're talking getting time out of a kli and putting it into a kli. The Rama says you can't get time out of a kli and put it into a kli. And even the Shach says, yeah, there's room to be makel, sorry, behefs and meruba, meaning it's here for other sudden lahakel. Generally, it's like, what's a behefs and meruba? That means if you add other sudden lahakel, we got a bunch of legat, right? Right? Even the, everyone sort of admits that the ikar doing push comes to shove, Eroi can't get time out of a kli and put it into a kli. So it can't get time out of my sink and put it into my food. So A, whatever time comes out of my sink is batel b'shishim. B, ikar din, you can't get time out of my sink and put it into my kelim, so it's not going to hurt any of my kelim anyway. Even if the water lands on my sink, and taka only a little water lands on the sink, it gets out of today, cleep of treif taste for my sink, and becomes treif. Can it then treif on my dishes? According to Rama, no. And even according to the Shach, no, if it's hefzid meruba, which means that there's a lot of room to be makel. Not to mention the fact that if it lands on the sink and then rolls to the dish, then Rama says no, and the Shach says no. So it's very unlikely there could ever be a problem with sinks. Says Rav Moshe, it's so unlikely there could ever be a problem with sinks that it's so unlikely there could ever be a problem with sinks that really thinks even for a baal nefesh, one could be makel. That's Rav Moshe's top. Let's just put this on the board. By the way, okay, but what Mechaz Yifla says back to him, he says, your two tzav mahakel are that when it bounces and rolls, it's no longer Eroi, it's klisheni, which is just not true. There's no such shita. And your other top of hakel, that's not maflin and mafli into a kli, there's no such sheet as that either. Okay, there's no such sheet as anything then. You're not going to watch Vakula, are you? But let's just explain Rav Moshe. And let's just explain Rav Moshe. Says Rav Moshe that, again, we don't care if this thing is milk or flation, because then you have a heter of not by not, right? That one sink is only treif if hot water lands directly on meat and milk in the same spot within 24 hours, and the stream of water is not 60 times the klipa of the meat or milk. Highly unlikely, right? Two, even if the sink is treif, even if the sink is treif, if water lands, and here I know I'm adding a few words to Moshe. Okay. If water lands on sink and rolls to kli, it doesn't hurt. If water lands on kli and rolls to the sink, it also doesn't hurt. What if the water would land like mamish on the kli and the sink at the same time? Like on the borderline, right? If water lands on directly on the borderline of the kli and the sink, right? You can imagine. I have a fork in the sink. The water lands mamish like on the fork and the sink at the same time. You know, like half the water is directly landing on the sink, half the water is directly landing on the fork. Then it's not rolling. Then still, lefi ramah, ein iroi maflid mikli lehavliya letoch kli, vegam hashach modelo. You know, me'ikr hadin, right? He's just machmir if the dohesed merubah, but he's modem me'ikr hadin. And is molded me ikra din, and plus the stream is always 60 times the de klipa of where it lands anyway.
Why would it land in?
So I admit I read this Ramosha 20 times. Maybe I'm exaggerating 10. He never very, very explicitly explains why it's different, which is why I'm not sure if I'm convinced that he's right or not. It's all based on this chap. I think, if I understand correctly, the reason for his chap is that over here, it fell down. I think that's what Rav Moshe means. You're welcome to read Rav Moshe. If you think you're a better Pshat Rav Moshe, then feel free to correct me. That Tzadi Beis Zion is, we're right, what's the Lashon? Sorry, then we have to end because it is getting very late. Even though the Kivuach Menekdeiru Tachas Shehalach El Kdeiru Tzonenes, right? It's from a Kdeiru Tachas that went to a Kdeiru Tzonenes. So what is the case? So I assume the case is this. Is here you have the Kdeiru, here you have the counter, and your Kivuach is going like that, right? Over here, in Sadi Hei Gimel, what's the case? The case is The difference is over here, it's coming to the counter from the pot. It's rolling down the pot. That's still the Kli Rishon. The Kli Rishon is really touching the counter. If from the Kli Rishon, it's flowing down the counter. So it's going from the Kli Rishon, it's already going down the counter. From the Kli Rishon, it's going to the air and then down the counter. That's the difference. Over here, it's flowing down. You ever see a pot overflow? How does it overflow? It flows down the wall of the pot. That's the Kli Rishon. It's not on the Kli Rishon. And then it starts going sideways. So over here, the Kli Rishon is directly touching the counter. Over here, it goes through the air and then down the sink. That, I think, is the difference for a Moshe. Now, you could agree or disagree. I wanted to say the Minchas Yisrael wants to say no difference. The Shach is stupid. Okay, we're not allowed to say that. I want to say maybe the difference is that, Sevkatan Yud Ches, right? Sadihei, Shach, Sevkatan Yud Ches. Because if you mean the Ramah, the difference is over here it's only Mavliya, and over there it's not Zidu Mavliya. Right?
Yeah,
correct. That's why I question Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is saying the difference is it going through the air first or not? I'm saying maybe the difference is over here it's one piece, and this shach is many pieces, in which case a sink is like tzadi beis. So I'm questioning Rav Moshe and saying maybe his whole chap is wrong and a sink is like tzadi beis. That's why I called myself an api chorus, because when I grew up in New York, you question Rav Moshe, you're an api chorus. I don't know, nowadays Rav Moshe is just another posek from the previous doors. But when I was growing up, there Moshe was like mamish, or Moshe came down from Har Sinai, but he closely taught us the Torah, like it says in the Chumash. I'm telling you, mamish, that's how you felt growing up in New York when I was a kid. That's exactly what I'm questioning the Rav Moshe. But Rav Moshe's pshat, according to Rav Moshe's assumption, it all works out. Great. What does Rav Moshe end in saying? He says, according to me, it's all glatt. But you know what? Lemaisa, we're more machmer than that. No one puts their dishes on the sink. What do we all do? Put our dishes on a rack. We have a fleshic rack and a milchic rack. And therefore, says our Moshe, if you use a rack, there's no chash whatsoever. Why? Because the water can never touch the treif sink and then go onto your kelim because of gravity. Touch the treif sink and stays in the sink. And if you say it's going to mamish bounce off 1 inch to the rack, nah, that's for sure a cliche, even that's how it bounces up in the air, right? So Moshe's chap is that if you use a rack, then the water never goes from the sink to your kelim. It goes from your kelim to the sink. But that doesn't bother anyone. So if the sink is treif, it can never affect your kelim. It might not necessarily be so starved to let the water flow from your kelim onto a treif sink. For us, it's not mochrach anyway that's usher to let water flow from your kelim onto a treif sink. And second of all, it doesn't matter because Rav Moshe has so many svaras that the sink's not treif anyway. But therefore, Rav Moshe's making without a rack to mamish wash your dishes on the sink. However, the minhag is to use a rack. Once the minhag is to use a rack, that even if Rav Moshe's wrong, you really have very little to worry about because even if the sink is treif, the water from the treif sink can't hurt your kelim because the water doesn't go backwards. Meaning, Bliya doesn't go upstream. We'll see. There may be a shita someplace that l'chachila in some limited cases where choshish for Bliya is going upstream. But Pash says those are limited cases and not this case. And that's only Chomer B'Alma. Let's assume Bliyas don't go upstream, right? That's good logic that Bliyas don't go upstream. When we use racks, even if Rav Moshe's right, anything goes. Even if Rav Moshe's wrong, when we use racks, the Bliya doesn't go upstream. If the water hits your kelim and then falls on the sink, and therefore it can't possibly harm anyone, even if your sink is treif, as long as you use racks, it can't bring the taste from the rack from the sink back to your kelim because your kelim are higher, and Bliya doesn't go upstream. And if it bounces up, that's for sure cliche. That's like more than any of these cases. And what if one of your spoons falls through the rack? Okay, then b'di'evad, you rely on Rav Moshe, and remember everything's shishim anyway, and probably it's inu ben yomo anyway, even if you think it's treif, it's probably inu ben yomo anyway, and v'chule v'chule. So l'maisa, Rav Moshe says, we use a rack, and if you use a rack, you don't even need to come onto his kulas. Because if you use a rack, there's a much more pashut kula. Much more pashut kula. If you use a rack, and now we'll have to, I apologize for being so late, just, we do need to finish pashut kula at some point. If you use a rack, then what's happening? Here's your sink. Here's your fleshik rack. And here's your fleshik dish. So then, what could possibly be the problem? If the water lands on your dish, that's kosher water, and then goes on to the sink, it's no problem. Glia doesn't go upstream. If the water lands on the sink and then bounces back up to your dish, that's for sure bouncing all the way up in the air. That's for sure cliché-y. Or if your sink gets stuffed and it rises, that's for sure cliché-y. What do you mean? It's a little cliché-y. It's stuffed. It's rising. It's not eerie anymore. It's like full of cooled off water. So there really doesn't seem to be any problem. It'll touch over here and make the rack trafe. Yeah, but only make the bottom to be cleaved of the rack trafe. So that doesn't hurt your dish, showing the top tape to be cleaved with the rack. Now, what if your dish falls through? Then you have a remote should rely on, not to mention that it only takes out a kinetic klipa. There's only sheesh in the stream kinetic klipa, not to mention, you know, so therefore, if by accident one of your dishes falls through the rack, that's not a big deal anyway. And Lamaisa, I think that while we could question, Sasha says, whether we rely on remote should have got, right? Lamaisa, if you use a rack, Rav Moshe is only the fallback, you know, together with many other sudden lahakel. Because remember, the whole shishim is even without Rav Moshe's kedushim. Rav Moshe is only the fallback, and really, you're like pretty glot here anyway. And even if you'll find some, of course, say maybe a mitzvah mufchar, you know, that you shouldn't let the water go from your pot, dish onto a treif sink, even though it doesn't say that anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, you have a motion reliant anyway. Even if it's a remote car, you shouldn't let it bounce. You have a motion reliant anyway. So really, I think if you use a rack, you're really beseder gemora. That's lechachila. Ramosha thinks a rack is like an extra chumra. Okay, if you hold like Ramosha, rack is an extra chumra. Even if you don't like Ramosha, the rack is only lechachila. Okay, maybe we'll just summarize the Minchas Yitzhak, even though we've summarized most of him, Mir Hashem, next time, and finish up the Simen. What we'll do next time is we will summarize the Minchas Yitzhak, but it'll only be 3 seconds because we already saw why he doesn't go to Ramosha. We'll finish up this simon, and we'll talk about dishwashers, and we'll start simon sadivav Ezra Hashem on Sunday. And again, go through this Ramosha. If you say this Ramosha is hard, I know this Ramosha is hard. It's complicated. I know it's complicated. Ramoshas often are like that, and if you read it through, it's 10 times more complicated than made it out to be. Like I really managed to distill it like 8 times to simplify it. Hopefully not to oversimplify it, but to properly balance simplifying it. Come over to me during Seder tomorrow, Thursday, v'chule, and to go over any points you don't have down, and to be continued, Amir Tzashem, on Sunday.
According to your